Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
10:34 here on this Monday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on The Fan. And, you know, I wanted to get a sense from a Philadelphia perspective, what's going on with Doug Peterson? Because listen, I'm not in Philly. I'm not doing shows there every day. I don't have the pulse of the organization, the pulse of the fan, whatever. Here's what I know. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, first ever in Eagle history. Took the team to the playoffs 3 times in 5 years. I think he could coach. I think he'd be a great fit for the Jets. Now, that's my opinion. Let's welcome in a guy who I respect immensely. He's a good buddy of mine. We go way back from our FAN days. Now he's killing it, doing the evenings on WIP in Philadelphia. My main man, Joe Giglio. Joe, my boy, how we doing, bro?
John, I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. And yeah, we got some crazy football times these days. What's up?
You ain't kidding. Let's start here. From one being not shocked at all, 10 being totally shocked, what was your reaction when you got word that Peterson was being let go?
So, I mean, some of the rumors started coming out yesterday, I guess, early before the games, that he was kind of on shaky ground. So by today at 2 o'clock, I was almost expecting it. As far as yesterday when I first heard, I was surprised. It seemed like the Eagles had decided to move forward one more year, with the kind of power structure they had and Peterson coming back. And really, I thought he deserved to come back. I mean, they had a really bad year, but let's be real about it. I mean, he went to the playoffs 3 straight years before that. He won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as his quarterback against Bill Belichick, and the guys love playing for him. So I thought the Eagles would give Peterson one more year to kind of refine his footing, but obviously there's something here beyond just one bad year where the Eagles wanted to go a different direction, and I don't think Peterson and the front office were seeing eye to eye any longer.
Okay. Do you get the sense, Joe, that he was let go because of what transpired in week 17, or is that totally overblown?
Totally overblown. In fact,
that's what I thought.
I think there's a decent chance, and I don't think the Eagles would ever let this come out. It's probably sealed beyond the walls here in Philadelphia at their facility. I believe that decision was stemmed from a conversation with the front office. Like, hey, this is best for us. You want to get Sudfeld to playing time. We lose this game, we get the 6th pick in a draft where we might take another quarterback or need a star receiver or whatever. Did they tell him to take the game? Probably not that direct, but I think that was an organizational thing. And unfortunately, they made him fall on the sword and then they fired him for it.
Okay. Jet fans out there, I've been fighting him now for about 3 hours because I said this a month ago, Joe, and I didn't think he was going to get let go. I said point blank, if Doug Peterson becomes available, he immediately jumps to the top of my list. He has a connection with Joe Douglas. What that is, I have no idea. If Doug Peterson became the next head coach of the New York Jets, do you think they're getting a quality head coach?
Yes. I think it'd be an excellent hire for the Jets. Look, this guy, when he got to the Eagles in 2016, they were not a good football team. I mean, they were a year removed from being ravaged by what Chip Kelly did. They had just drafted Carson Wentz, the number 2 overall pick. So they were kind of rebuilding, kind of like where the Jets could be right now with a quarterback at number 2. And within a year, they were the best team in pro football. Then they lose Wentz and they win the Super Bowl anyway. Doug Peterson created a culture here when he had his quarterback, you know, just, I don't know what happened to Wentz this year, but when he had Carson Wentz playing healthy, they had a good offense. Even when he didn't have him, Nick Foles moved the football. And the players for 5 years now trying to play hard for the guy. I mean, that always matters to me. The offense has usually been good, especially the first, I'd say, the middle 3 years. And you can't discount all the wins he's had. You can't discount what he's done. And the Jets haven't had that in a long time. And he's built a culture here, something the Jets haven't had in probably since Rex built his about a decade ago. Yeah, I think he'd be a great hire for the Jets.
Joe Giulio, my good buddy, check him out, WIP in Philadelphia. You just hit on something there. And I'm trying to figure this out. And Joe, listen, you're watching every single snap. You're dialed into this guy. I mean, I'm watching, but you know, it's I got the Dolphins on. I got the local game on. I'm not watching snap for snap, play for play, every single deal of the Philadelphia Eagles season. What in the world happened to Carson Wentz? This guy a few years ago, Joe, was the MVP of the NFL before he blew out his knee in Los Angeles. How in the world did it get to a point where he goes from being that quarterback or even the guy last year that led him to a division title, played great with nothing around him over the final three or four games? Joe, he looked like a lost puppy. I watched that Monday night game against Seattle. It was embarrassing. I watched other games. It was tough to watch. How did this happen to Carson Wentz?
Yeah, well, there's no sugarcoating this year. I mean, he was the worst starting quarterback in the NFL this year. I mean, it was unbelievable how bad he got. And as far as, John, here's my theory on him. And you're right, he was that good in 2017. I thought he was the best player in pro football. And then he got hurt, and somehow they won without him. But two things happened. I think it's an accumulation of injuries, John, that have just eroded his physical ability. You watched him this year. I mean, in his mind, he still thinks he can move away from defenders in the pocket, buy extra time, spin away. He can't do it anymore. I mean, this is the guy that's had a torn ACL, same injury that was basically a double ligament damage that RG3 has. That was the big one. And then the next year, he's got the stress fracture in his back, and then he had the same stress fracture when he was in college. So it's a double back injury that he had once and then happened again. And then you go to last year, and it's a concussion. So I just think it's an accumulation of injuries where his body just he looks like he's in his mid-30s, but he's 28 years old. So that's one. And the second part, John, and I think more of this will come out, I think behind the scenes, he's not really the guy that people see up front, because he's, you know, I think off the field is a good guy and he comes off as a nice guy, but we've heard a lot of stories here where he's difficult to coach and he's not receptive to changing the player that he is. And Peterson stood by him for a while, but whatever happened this year, he lost Peterson because he eventually benched him. And I think he's not easy to coach. Maybe he doesn't want to fix his problems like a guy like Josh Allen did. You add that to the physical issues and it's just not the same guy.
Is he back on the Eagles next year?
Well, I think today made it more likely because it seemed like it became him or Peterson type of thing. But it was interesting, John, because when they fired Doug, my first thought was, all right, they chose Wentz. They're going to try it again. But the owner, Jeff Lurie, today was really noncommittal because that question was, you know, thrown to him. Like, what's going on, Wentz? Is he your quarterback next year? He called him an asset, and he was pretty noncommittal about it. I wouldn't be shocked if the Eagles think that he is a lost cause or he's damaged goods, and they try to get out of this contract and move him now. So I would say it's more likely he's back without Peterson, but I wouldn't call it a lock he's here much longer.
Jalen Hurts is interesting to me. I did not in any way, Joe, think watching him at Alabama or watching him at Oklahoma that he would be a successful NFL quarterback. I just didn't see the throwing ability. And listen, he's tough. He's smart. He's definitely a leader of men, and he can move around a little bit. I think you saw at the end of the year, though, those throwing limitations on full display. Where do you stand with their quarterback position? Is it Jalen Hurts' job, or are you in the market veteran quarterback, or maybe going and drafting a quarterback, getting somebody else in there? Where do you think the Eagles stand with the most important position on the field?
Yeah, so I'm a Hurts fan, John. He won me over this year, and I'm just impressed by someone who keeps getting better. It seems like he's just devoted to football, because I felt the same way. I watched him when he was first at Alabama. We all did before Tua took his job. And I didn't even think he was a quarterback. Like, I didn't think he could play quarterback at a high level in the NFL. And then he got better and obviously went to Oklahoma and it succeeded there. And he's worked his way up. And John, I'll point this out because I think it's important. He was the youngest quarterback in the NFL this year by a lot. So, like, his curve, he's ahead of the curve. If he improves a little bit more as a passer, I think there's enough there with his legs. You could build an offense around him. So I like him. But as far as what they'll do, I think they'll have something else with him. I don't think they're ready to just say, here's the keys, you're the quarterback. So So it could be the number six pick in the draft, or it could be a veteran where they pair him with someone, and then, you know, he'll probably win the job, but they'll have an insurance policy. But, John, I'll throw one more thing in there because I think it matters here. First rumor came out tonight as I was
Lincoln Riley. I saw it. You read my mind because that was going to be my next question.
Yep.
Can you honestly see Lincoln Riley leaving that Cush job at Oklahoma? Remember, Joe, he wins the Big 12 every year. He makes a boatload of money. He's got a great reputation for churning out NFL quarterbacks. Would the Eagle job interest him enough to put all that aside?
So if not for something I read last summer, I would have said absolutely not. But there was a story here, Philadelphia Inquirer last summer, that really struck me. It was something about like why they drafted Jalen Hurts. But in it, the story detailed how over the last 3 years, who knows, maybe further than that, but over the last 3 years, Howie Roseman, the Eagles general manager, has been leaning on Lincoln Riley for draft advice. Like going to him, asking him about players of the Big 12, asking about players from Oklahoma. They have a good relationship. And obviously now Hurts is here. And John, when they drafted Jalen Hurts last April, one of the things, and it's become like an infamous thing to laugh about in Philadelphia now because of how bad the season went, one of the things the Eagles said is they want to be a quarterback factory. Well, what is Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma? He's a walking quarterback factory where you give him a quarterback and he makes him good. I mean, it seems like it's out of left field, but there's something here. And there's a connection between Riley and the Eagles that's been going on for years now. And it just seemed like today that the Eagles might have known who the next head coach is while they fired Peterson. I would not be shocked at all if Lincoln Riley is the next head coach of the Eagles.
All right, if it's not Lincoln Riley, who is your other top candidate?
Well, if they want to fix Wentz, I think Brian Daboll's name is going to come up a lot, what he just did with Josh Allen, who really was as inaccurate as any quarterback in the NFL, and it's just morphed into this just complete monster now with the Buffalo Bills, and he has the same agent as Howie Roseman. So I think there's probably a connection there. And if not him, look, the Eagles, I mean, the only time the Eagles have had sustained success in the last maybe ever was with Andy Reid. And how did they refine it 5 years ago? Well, they went to Andy Reid and they asked for his offensive coordinator, who was then Doug Peterson. And now Eric Bieniemy is there waiting for a job. So if not Daboll and if not Lincoln Riley, I wouldn't be surprised if they call up Andy Reid and ask for help again.
Our buddy Joe Giglio, informing us in the craziness of this NFL offseason. Doug Peterson, what the Eagles are going to look like here in this offseason. And Joe, in general for you, doing the show tonight, what was the overall fan reaction with Peterson being out? Were they pro-Doug Peterson, anti-Doug Peterson, mixed bag? I'm always curious by that Philly dynamic. Like here in New York, nobody wants Peterson. I, for one, don't understand it. But that city should feel differently. He did something that was the unthinkable there, won a Super Bowl. Got to be a whole lot of mixed emotions amongst fan base, right?
A lot of mixed emotions. And I think if I had come on right as the firing happened around 2 o'clock, I think it would have been mostly, you know, feeling like, all right, we're moving in the right direction, moving forward, and maybe people, you know, kind of blaming things on Doug for this year. But after the owner talked today, John, it turned. It became almost as if Doug became the scapegoat, and people are seeing through it like, wait a second, it's not Peterson's fault that Wentz became a lemon. It's not Peterson's fault that they've had poor draft picks in the last couple of years. I think people, it's almost like in a few hours span, people almost started to see through it like, yeah, we got rid of Doug, but we still got other problems here they got to fix.
And you think long-term, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're talking Doug Peterson. The sense I get, Joe, and I'm not there, you are, is that Eagle fans will look back on him and say, wow, thank you. You got us to the top of the mountain, regardless of what happened in Week 17. And, Joe, I got to be honest, the whole Week 17 thing, as bad a look as it may have been, if I'm an Eagle fan, that would not bother me at all. Were the Eagle fans actually bothered by that? Because I wouldn't be.
Yeah, it was, but no, I would say it was maybe 30% were annoyed by the spirit of the game, but 70% got it and thought, like, this is better for the team. And the sixth pick is valuable because they need blue-chip players. So I think people got over that and were more annoyed by the reaction to it and that the Eagles were being laughed at rather than the action of it. But as far as Doug and one day and how it'll be viewed, very positively. You know, he was, for the most part, a popular coach here. He won a championship. And he didn't just win one. Like, he beat Bill Belichick, and he basically outcoached him in that game with Nick Foles. So he'll live in Eagles infamy. And, John, we'll see how the future goes with this team, whether it's Lincoln Riley or Jalen Hurts or whoever is the leader of this thing moving forward. But I would bet that the next 5 years of Eagles football probably will not be successful as the last five. It's going to be hard for anyone to come in here, make the playoffs three or more times, and win a championship in the next 5 years. So I think time will look favorably back on Doug Peterson in Philadelphia.
Nah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Joe, before we get you out of here, is JT Realmuto back with the Philadelphia Phillies? Don't get me started with this baseball offseason. It's been an embarrassment. I mean, it's moving slower than a snail that I'd put outside, you know, on Atlantic Avenue trying to roll down to the Brooklyn Bridge. Still be crawling. But do you get the sense Realmuto's back with the Phillies?
I would put it at a little bit over 50% yes. But, John, I mean, the Phillies, I mean, they're acting like they don't have a dime to spend at the corner store. I mean, like, they have done nothing this offseason.
Sounds like the Yankees, Joe. Sounds like the Yankees.
Yeah, but you're right, but at least the Yankees can roll out of bed and win 90 to 95 games. The Phillies are looking at fourth place right now. And they hired Dave Dombrowski, so that pushed everyone here to believe, like, all right, you don't hire Dave Dombrowski to just take a year off, that they're probably going to bring him back. And I think the market has helped them. The Mets not being in catcher or not, you know, not him going after McCann helps them. But unless they show some willingness to spend a dime, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this is going. If I had a guess right now, I would say yes, he comes back because you can't find the deal anywhere else. But if anyone steps up and offers him what he wants, they're not going to match it.
And it just goes to show you with these bullpens, as much as you and I both love Girardi, and I love Girardi as Yankee manager. I thought he did a fabulous job. Just goes to show you, Joe, you can't wave a magic wand as a manager and think you're turning an awful bullpen into a good one just because you're Joe Girardi. I think the Phillies learned that the hard way this year.
Oh, they did. And you know what? And I like Joe, too, and he did a great job with the Yankees. But it also showed you that it's a lot easier to look good out there when you can call on Betances and call on Chapman and call on Robertson and call on Rivera and call on Soriano. He had a lot of big arms, as we know, for a lot of years, and he used them well. But, boy, that group he had last year was just dreadful.
Joe Giglio, he is killing it right now on WIP in Philadelphia, doing the evenings, working basically the same shift as me, so I could catch him for an hour. And I needed, as soon as we heard about this Peterson stuff, I said, we got to get Joe on. So, listen, Rosenberg was all over it. Joe, enjoy, my friend. I'm sure we will chat soon. And I guess one last final thought. You are giving the ringing endorsement, as am I, for Doug Peterson to the New York Jets.
Yes, would be a home run hire for Joe Douglas, and they'd win. Doug Peterson will win again.
Joe, take care, bro. Enjoyed it, all right?
Anytime, John.
That's Joe Giglio over at WIP, and we are on the same page here. We are on the exact same page when it comes to Peterson. This is a guy in 5 years. He's been in the playoffs three times. He's won playoff games in 2 years. In addition to that, he won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as his starting quarterback. Nick Foles as his starting quarterback outcoached Belichick and beat Tom Brady. You would think the Jets are getting Rich Kotite by bringing this guy in to be the next head coach. He would be a terrific, terrific hire. But if you talk to a good majority of Jet fans, and I have all day, most of them want nothing to do with Peterson. Rosenberg, as someone who is a New York Jet fan, would you say it's fair to say that 70 to 75% of the Jet fans I've talked to wanted nothing to do with Peterson?
Yeah, I think that's a fair that's a fair number.
And you and I are in the queer minority on this.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I get why people wouldn't want him after what happened the last game and what happened this year.
Yeah,
obviously,
you know,
they
just
weren't good.
Heard Joe say it was totally overblown.
I know,
and
I'm
to be
with
honest,
you.
Who the hell cares about Week 17? If that's the reason you don't want the head coach, wake up and smell the coffee. As your team was trying to tank for 14 straight weeks, is just nonsense.
I'm with you. I listen, I think out of all the available candidates that the Jets are going to look into, minus the fact that there's the relationship between Joe Douglas and Doug Peterson already, like, he's the best one out there. I don't want to hear about, you know, Arthur Smith and all the 32-year-old whiz kids out there. Like, you're getting a Super Bowl head coach who won for three straight years and his starter got hurt and he won it with a backup. I mean, the proof is there. Like, he's a really, really good coach.
Paul Rosenberg and I on the same page with this one. Sometimes we're on different wavelengths in more ways than one. Not in this case. Peterson to the Jets. I've said it for weeks. Get on board. And I don't care if I'm in a minority on this. Doug Peterson can coach.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.